The Vikings defense continues to be the anchor of the 2016 team, a group of players that took different paths to get to Minnesota, but have come together to form one of the league's top units. Nowhere is that more evident than on the defensive line, a position that features late-round picks, free agents, and those who went from team to team until they found a home in Minnesota. But no matter how they got there, the unit has found a way to be successful in the first line of defense on the Vikings' D.
Starts up front, you know. If we're having a good day, if we're doing what we're supposed to do, if we're being dominant, being explosive, the whole defense is going to benefit from that, from either turnovers and interceptions, quarterbacks being radical, throwing the ball away, you know what I'm saying, kind of trying to get outside the pocket, or just, you know, just confusion. So if we have a big day up front, you know, most of the time we're going to have great success on defense.
We understand, we practice every day together, we talk every day, we go on meetings every day, and we know what we have to do. From a run aspect or from a pass aspect, we help each other. We push in the middle, get the quarterback outside, they get a sack. They come outside, they come, the quarterback steps up, we get a sack. So we work together. Everybody play, they run fits. Linebackers come downhill, we all make plays.
The next man up motto has been a Vikings mindset all year. But in the middle of the line, two players have stepped in for injuries and have been key contributors.
Man, it's a job. Everybody come in, they put in the work. You love what you do. You love the people you're around. So everybody that's out here, they're really locked in on what we got to do weekly. You know, Coach Zim really preaches and really hones on that. Every guy brings a notepad. Everybody knows their assignment, knows what the next guy's doing beside you. So when your opportunity comes, that you be in a position that you can succeed. And, you know, guys really took that to heart, and, you know what I'm saying, be able to implement that every week.
A seventh-round pick and an undrafted free agent who is out of football have been taking advantage of every opportunity they've had this season, filling in for the injured Sharif Floyd.
I was just trying to do whatever I can to help the team out. So whether it's start or just play nose three, whatever it is, I'm just going to do my role and just try to help the team win. That's the name of the game. I mean, once your opportunity is given to you, you have to be able to show what you can do and play at a level that the other guys are playing at.
Being ready to play when your name is called has been how the Vikings season has gone in the first half of the year. The middle of the defensive line is the core of that unit and the first line of defense in stopping their opposition. The trio came to Minnesota in 2014 and have grown into a group that helps lead the Vikings defense. They use the mindset that got them to Minnesota in the first place by taking full advantage whenever their name is called.
I mean, they come out here from drill to drill, hit the sled, run through the bags, come out of the chute, and they work every single day. And so that was a process back from the first day I got here. And now they got it. I don't have to talk about effort anymore. They come out here every day and they work. And so that's the biggest thing that makes me feel good as a coach, is they've got it now.
I mean, we take a lot of pride. I mean, just our front is just very key for us. I mean, just being able to play off blocks, make plays, and get after it. I mean, rush the pass and everything. I mean, we take a lot of pride in that every day, and we go to work every day.
I think that's the key to our success on defense. Everything stops up front, you know. We want to stop the rush and, you know, rush the passer, and they do both. So when they do their job, it makes our job a lot easier for sure. We don't have to cover all that long. Those guys have definitely done their job, and they've made our job easy.
It's very simple. If everybody does their job, if everybody gives 100%, this team will go farther than wants to go.